After getting nowhere by asking nicely, the Urban League commenced with an Article 78 proceeding against the Comptroller's Office Monday. The legal move's a way for citizens to hold government officials accountable for their actions in office. Attorney Ken Africano says Mihailu's December 9th review did not follow auditing standards or accounting principles.
And more than that, there are just false statements in this report. And they're provably false statements, and that's what we're going to do in this proceeding, prove that the public record put out by the Comptroller's Office is filled with falsehoods, incorrect numbers, and just, frankly, false statements.
Urban League President and CEO Brendan McDuffie says the report will leave a long-lasting stain on the nearly 90-year-old organization.
And it is certainly not what the organization wants to represent in the public. It is not deserved.
The nonprofit relies on grants in order to provide services, and board chair Michael Reville says the comptroller's inflammatory comments damaged the Urban League's reputation.
This needs to be corrected because it could harm our ability to raise funds in the future. So we have a very pragmatic reason why we have to pursue this litigation. It is to protect the league and the league's clients down the road.
In a written statement, Mihailu said, quote, "We stand by the work our auditors completed on this comprehensive and thorough review." Both sides are set to meet in court May 10th. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.